the Lord God said. Who said? Who? Okay, the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. And he said, I will make him a helper compatible or comparable to him. I'll make him a helper. Now look what it's saying here. It's saying that God said that it is not good for a man to be alone. He said that because God created us. How many know the Creator always has In other words, listen, God doesn't wait till he is perfect to start loving us. Somebody say, thank God again. Well, guys, God didn't say, love your wives when she becomes perfect. Because I think I heard this already this morning. We ain't perfect, and they ain't perfect. No, you didn't. Now, listen. You don't wait till your wife becomes perfect to start loving her. if there's a passion that you will stimulate, that you will arouse in one another, that you will not be able to restrain or not hold yourself back. And let me tell you something, young ladies. You're the one that gets pregnant, not the men. You're the one that will have a child and go through that process, not the man. You know as well as I do, it happens almost every day. And it comes back because we did not understand the Bible and what the Bible is trying to say. Now, he goes on and says that you are not to cut, young people, opposite sex to that degree where you're arousing that kind of passion. Because, look what he said, verse 2, he explains, nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Now look up here just a second. We do not get married, young people, because we are hot after each other and we can't restrain ourselves. That's not what he's saying. You get married because you love that person. You get married because you believe it is the will of God, that that's the mate that God has brought you. How many know just to keep from fornicating is not a valid reason to get married? Because if you read, I believe it's down in verse, what is it, verse 7? And I used to hear old Pentecostal type preachers. He says, if you can't, it's better to marry than it is to burn. You ever heard any sermons on that? And I used to think, well, my goodness, he's saying it's better to marry than it is to burn. Well, burn means to go to hell. In other words, it's better. Here's my marriage license. Pastor, marry us quick. But that's not what that's saying. He's saying it's better to marry than to burn them. And the King James translation, right? Some of the old Pentecostal preachers, they didn't take the time to study the Greek. So they just preach hellfire and brimstone messages. You better turn or you'll burn. But the word